tell us how this can help people keep up with complex legislation and understand it all in plain English.
Absolutely. Great question. So Roboro was founded to be the most advanced AI-powered legislative insights platform. And really the core of that is to help advocate smarter and faster. So really what we're doing at Roboro, we're flipping advocacy upside down and how it's typically been thought about and bringing forward technology that can first and foremost start with what do you or your clients or your base care about? And through understanding in natural language what it is you're caring about, we're able to effectively be your eyes and ears at the legislation 24/7, which puts us in a position to keep you alert, keep you aware, and being the first to know how current or proposed legislation can impact you and those you care about.
Now, how fast is it?
That's one of the great areas in this industry, and thinking about advocacy, government affairs professionals, speed is critical, right? Your reputation, you need to be the first to know how legislation impacts you. And that's what customers love about Roboro. They are finding out first from us. So we are able to deliver not only real-time alerts as to what matters, but real-time insights and real-time analysis to help put into context exactly how legislation is moving.
Now, I get that this isn't so much keyword-based. Is that what I'm getting from you?
You are spot on, John. So rather than having a list of 50, 80, you know, upwards of 100 keywords to look out for every possible exact match or near match, what large language models are able to now do is understand the intent behind language. So by simply understanding maybe what your organization's mission is or your top legislative goals, we're able to understand what's the intent behind that. And if the exact keyword isn't a match, that's okay, because we can go beyond that. And I'm one of the co-founders of a team with decades of experience in technology that's really dedicated our careers to this type of technology and making sure that this can be applied to areas where there's a lot of data, complexity, and fast-moving volumes where it can really make an impact on things like not needing those keywords, but helping understand in natural language exactly what you can do.
Now, with state governance being more critical than ever in the current legislative landscape, who exactly does this help? Is this more based for journalists and lobbyists? And can everyday people really, really benefit from using this?
It's a great question. And you're spot on, John. State legislation has never been more important. The rate of change and complexity and key decisions are being made at the state level, and it's impacting local individuals. It's impacting our broader and global community. So right now, Roboro, we have a wide range of folks leveraging the platform as their technology tool and ecosystem. That's from large law firms, lobbying firms, solo lobbyists, reporters, nonprofits, corporations, and even individuals. So really thinking about anyone that wants to take part of the mission to empower, you know, the change in the world that we want to see, Roboro is built to be able to influence that. And while we launched at the beginning of this year's legislative session in North Carolina, we've already expanded to multiple other states and have a lot on the roadmap that makes sure each of those different types of potential users can really come in and immediately see the value and be empowered with what Roboro offers.
Now, this legislation, this session is something else. And tell me more about the AI aspect as far as you guys building out and being based here in Raleigh.
Great. Yes, this session certainly has been busy, right? From over 300 bills filed on one single day to even activity this week and some of the PCSs and different activity. There's a lot going on. So having those AI capabilities are critical, and those are able to really move quicker. And in an industry that's frankly been underserved by technology, it's no longer acceptable to have the laborious, error-prone work. And we strongly believe we're not building Terminators with this, right? We're building Iron Man suits. This is meant to augment all the uniquely human and great work that government affairs professionals do. And our team has deep roots in Raleigh. One of our co-founders, born and raised, the other and myself have been in Raleigh for, you know, a decade plus each. And one of the things we love is the community here and the ability to make such a big impact on a local level with ties into the broader national and global community. And that's something we're very proud of, to be headquartered here in the Triangle, but have a rapidly expanding reach even beyond that.
Now, is there any social media people can check out to follow and learn more?
Absolutely. Great question. We're active on LinkedIn. Roboro's R-O-B-O-R-O. On LinkedIn, we have not only great activity, but it links directly to our blog on roboro.ai. And what you'll see there is, on an ongoing basis, not just reporting on key items, but really the insights around why that matters and what's moving. And it's something we always love engaging with folks and starting great conversations on such an important topic.
CEO and co-founder Paul Rava of Roboro, please keep us updated and come back and talk to us more. Really enjoyed speaking with you this morning.
You as well. Thank you, John.